This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وأن يزدنا علما وأن يجعلنا من هؤلاء الذين يعملون بعلمه يا رب العالمين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, tonight inshallah ندرس مبحثا من مباحث العقيدة. We're going to study one of the subjects of your aqidah, of your belief system. وهو أخطرها على الإطلاق. And it's one of the most serious matter of aqidah. Enough to know that it's the first subject the Muslims differed on. مسائل الأسماء والأحكام. This is the name of the subject. الأسماء والأحكام. يعني إيه الأسماء والأحكام؟ لكل اسم حكم. المسلم له حكم. الكافر له حكم. المنافق له حكم. الفاسق له حكم. المبتدع له حكم. هكذا الأسماء والأحكام. You're getting it? So this is the name of the subject of عقيدة. الأسماء والأحكام. Why the Ummah differed upon it initially? لاختلافهم في تعريف الإيمان. Because they differed on defining إيمان. But does this mean that we don't have an absolute and ultimate definition of iman upon which there is a consensus fi ijma'? La, there is. There is the definition of iman according to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to ignite, brothers and sisters in Islam, your interest in studying your aqidah and learning about it. You probably heard 2 months ago about that conference in Grozny, in Chechnya, which is really a politically driven conference, and the intention behind the conference is to define who are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as if Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah have no definition yet. They want to redefine the defined. Oh, guess what? It's so amazing that they possibly got us all out from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. may Allah guide them. قالوا أهل السنة والجماعة هم الأشاعرة والماتريدية في الاعتقاد. يعني a lot of you may not know these terms, but this is serious business. يعني only those who adopt the Ash'ari theology الأشاعرة أبو الحسن الأشعري يعني. Even though a lot of people don't know Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari left his madhab and he actually قال أنا على ملة أحمد. He said I'm going to follow the اعتقاد of أحمد. But again, it's a serious matter, serious business. يعني إن شاء الله يعني يقول لك من بركة العلم أن تنسبه إلى أهله. يعني one of the blessings of knowledge, إخوة, that you attributed to the author. I came across, you know, there is a lot of literature online in Arabic and English, but I came across a piece of work, one of a kind, one of the best, online actually. I was just I did this subject a lot. I taught it a lot. This is not the first time. But I enjoy it so much reading that 36 pages authored by one of the muhaddithin min ahli al-Yemen. His name is Abu al-Hasan al-Sulaymani. He is still alive. MashaAllah. He compiled it in a very beautiful way. And this is what I'm going to share with you tonight. And I've been working on, you know, the brothers from One Message Foundation giving me a big break today. They didn't give me any assignment. So the whole day I'm sitting in my bedroom, in my hotel room, and just working on this. So I'm going to make it as sweet, to the point. I'm not going to beat around the bush. You know, we're going to get to the point, inshallah. But you're going to go home tonight with something, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But if you promise that you're going to turn off the phones, and turn off your cellular phone here, inshallah. That cellular phone, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. A short introduction, and then we're going to go into the essence of the lecture. He started his little essay or his little bahth by saying, اعلم أن الاختلاف في مسائل الأسماء والأحكام أي وصف الرجل بالإيمان والكفر ومن ثم الحكم عليه بالجنة والنار أول خلاف وقع في هذه الأمة. Be informed that this subject of the names and the rulings attached to the names, meaning that you say this person is a Muslim, this person is a kafir, and consequently, by the way, there are ahkam. I mentioned ahkam. Ahkam in the dunya and ahkam in the akhirah. In the dunya, for example, can a kafir marry a Muslima? If he invites you to, يعني kafir, I'm not talking about الكتاب, الكافر اللي هو الوثني مثلا, if the one who worship idols. If he invites you to eat meat, can you eat his dhabiha? You can. So there are ahkam in the dunya. And the most important hukm is hukm al-akhirah. في الولاء والبراء. على الأقل, something that we don't talk about. يعني your closeness to that person or your destiny yourself from him, your relationship with him. Does he deserve da'wah or not? There are rulings in the dunya too. Your interaction with that person is important, that you know about this. Beside hukm al-akhirah, اللي هو جنة أو نار, is the first differing happened في أمة الإسلام. And I told you why. Because they differed upon the definition of Iman. The people who deviated from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they defined Iman differently. This is his first point. His second point, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْحُكْمَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِالتَّكْفِيرِ وَالتَّفْسِيقِ وَالتَّبْدِيعِ أَمْرُهُ عَظِيمٌ. And be informed that you ruling that this person is a kafir, this person is a fasiq, this person is a mubtadi', this person is a munafiq, is a serious matter, serious business, has serious consequences, is not easy. وَلِذَلِكَ, therefore, أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ, the scholars, the early scholars of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, وضعوا ضوابط, they authored guidelines, restrictions, and this is the second part of my lecture. 10 of them, inshallah. Restrictions, rules, guidelines which you must follow in order to be safe once it comes to this subject. Pay attention here. This is important. Because some of you may say that Sheikh is, he does not do takfir, huwa murji. يقول لك الشيخ ده مرجي خلاص. لا اسمع. أهل السنة والجماعة إنما يحذرون من الإفراط والتفريط في المسألة. The people of Sunnah and Jama'ah are warning against excessiveness and negligence. There are people who excessively do it. They go to San Diego, go like, كل في San Diego. It's going to say that. I shouldn't be saying that. And there are people right now, they go like, yeah, Sheikh, ما قلش, there is no kafir. ما فيش حد اسمه كافر. You shouldn't be saying this kafir in this. حتى الكافر اللي منصوص عليه في القرآن والسنة يقول لك لا مش كافر. فتو extremes. لا. أهل السنة والجماعة, the أهل السنة والجماعة يكفرون من كفر الله ورسوله. ورسوله. They label those whom Allah labeled to be kuffar. Listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم ومنكم fill the space. فمنكم what? كافر الأول. شوف شوف. فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. المنافقين, the hypocrites who did not join him في غزوة تبوك, when they were ridiculing القراء, حفاظ القرآن, those who recite the Quran, they said about them, يعني those قراء, they eat a lot. ما أشبعهم بطونا. They fill their bellies. They ridicule in the Quran. Allah said what to them? ودول أصحاب النبي. يعني هو ما أصحاب النبي, but from الصحبة اللي هي not صحبة الإيمان. They said, لا تعتذروا. قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. You disbelieved after you were believers. You're getting it? فأهل السنة والجماعة يكثرون. لأن there is a sect in the أمة المرجعة, they tell you no تكفير. Zero تكفير. لا. What do you mean zero تكفير? يعني الرجل إذا استحل الحرام وإذا جحد الأمر, if somebody halalized, if I may use some the haram, or he rejects the command knowingly, لا يكفر, يكفر. But see, there are, what we're saying is, there are certain guidelines that you must follow in doing so. And this is what we will teach tonight, inshallah, after this short introduction. فأقرأ لكم ما قال الشيخ حفظه الله. أهل السنة والجماعة إنما يحذرون من الإفراط والتفريط في هذه الأحكام. أما إذا كان الحكم صادرا من عالم مؤهل وراعى الضوابط بإقامة الحجة فهذا قرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. There is nothing wrong with it. Actually, this is considered to be an act of worship. لأنك تكفر من كفر الله ورسوله. طيب. Couple of more points. يا إخوة, like we said, when you go around and you label this person to be a kafir, that person is a mubtada, that person is a munafiq, that person, that leads to a lot of chaos. A lot of chaos, hatred, envy. When we were commanded to be united, to be together, not to differ upon the deen. Why a lot of Muslims these days are easy on this subject. The easiest thing to, for him to say, this brother is mubtada. وعندنا كده فرقة في الآية وطلع علينا جديد كده موجودة في المسلمين والعياذ بالله ربنا يسلمكم منهم. يعني if you have any of them in your town, just make dua for them. Don't even worry about, you know, because this is subhanallah, يعني إنك لا تهدي من أحببت. مشكلة هذه. ما أسهل أن يجي يقول لك أنت why are you sitting in front of the sheikh؟ ها؟ في مبتدأ الشيخ ده. Don't sit in front of him. يجوبون البلاد هكذا. وسبحان الله أكثرهم, the majority of them is maybe 1, 2, 3 years Islam. The majority of them. You find them 1 to 3 years Islam. And he gets on that route. Why? Why they do this? Number one, يعني, and we say this wallahi with humility and respect and with a caring spirit for them. الجهل بالقرآن والسنة لا يعي هذا النصوص. لا يعرف القرآن والسنة هذا. هذا he doesn't know what the early scholars of the Muslims that they addressed this subject. You coming 1438 after Hijrah and making new rules, ما ينفع. You have to find out how they structured for us this subject and try to follow it. A lot of them actually they do it because of personal issues. He has a personal issue with you. He doesn't like you. And you want to clothe that hate, that resentment towards you with the garment of the religion. يعني he doesn't want to say you're bad because you're Muhammad or Ahmed or Kareem. لا, he want to give it what? يعني when you give something الصبغة الدينية, the color of the religion, you give it legitimacy. That it's legitimate now. أنا كفرتك بالقرآن والسنة. طبعا يعني الله المستعان, نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعني يهدي المسلمين. طيب, we're done with the introduction. For us to go forth, brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm not talking about the kafir today. I'm talking about the Muslim labeling him kafir. And for you to understand what I'm trying to say, الكفار على ثلاثة أنواع. There are three types of kuffar. كافر أصلي وثني. We call him an original kafir. Meaning, of course, we believe that he was born a Muslim because كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every newborn, حديث أبي هريرة في البخاري, is born on the فطرة. وفي رواية يقول على الإسلام. He was born a Muslim. And then what happened? He happened to come into parents who are wathaniyin. They worship idols. They don't worship Allah. So they changed that fitrah. من الإسلام للكفر. He has never been a Muslim after he reached the age of puberty, basically. يعني if we say عمر التكليف. So this is the first type. Should we rule that this person is a kafir? Do we have a problem with that? No. هو كافر, هو غير مسلم, هو لا يؤمن بدينك, فهو كافر وله أحكام الكفار. And this is by the way very important to give him da'wah. يعني if you believe that he's a Muslim, meanwhile he's a kafir, are you going to give him da'wah? صحيح ولا لا؟ No, you're supposed to give him da'wah. The second type, الكافر الكتابي. And we, هكذا, علماؤنا, they classified them this way. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them the people of the book. But they are kuffar or not? Salamu alaykum. They are kuffar or not? They are kuffar. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم الأول. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، والحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه: لا يسمع بي أحد من هؤلاء القوم، أي اليهود والنصارى، ولم يؤمن بي إلا وكان من أهل النار. A Jew or a Christian who does not believe in me after hearing about me, he does not become a Muslim, he's going to be a dweller of hell. So those are the first two which we're not addressing tonight. We're addressing the third type. The type who was a Muslim and he apostated. Is that proper English? Irtadiyana. He left Islam. Al-Murtad. I'm talking about عن الكافر المرتد. Someone who is a Muslim and he is no longer a Muslim. And who's going to take him out of the fold of Islam? Your Excellency. Now how are you going to do it? Be careful, because it's not easy. It's not simple. And that is why the brothers, may Allah reward them, they chose the title Danger of Takfir. Because you want to know something? There is hadith Abdullah ibn Umar fi Sahih al-Bukhari. If you call another Muslim, you're a kafir. And if he is not, guess who will be the kafir? It goes back to you. It bounces back to you. So you gotta be careful. You gotta know your business here. And you're gonna find out at the end of the lecture that you and me have nothing to do with this. We should stay away from it. Unless, if it is, you're the only person left in the face of this earth. Shahid, we're talking about the third time. But very quickly, ya ikhwa, in order not to leave any ground for misinterpretation, and I know, I'm sure, Donald Trump already, before he comes into presidency, he already executed his promise that all the lectures are going to be recorded and taped. Say hi to them, so they know what we're doing. You know, hey, how you doing, Don? Before we go, al-kafir al-asli wal-kafir al-kitabi, the original kafir, al-wathari, and the one from the people of the book, what is our relationship with them? Kill the infidel, will you find them, snipe them, sit for them, do this, just stuff that you hear in Fox? No. There are three types of relationships between us and them. Pay attention to this stuff, ya ikhwan. Kalam hadha muhim fi hadha zaman. Al-kafir, imma mu'ahad. He's a non-Muslim, but you have a covenant with him or with her. You have a covenant, a truce of security. Ahd. Ahd aman. This could be in a form of what? A green card. A visa. According to the custom. A passport. You taking on the passport of the United States of America. You coming and living here. So there is ahd aman. That they deserve security from you. Now, if you go and harm them, you are in trouble. Even though they are kuffar, you are in trouble. Because you're not keeping your word. This is number one. في عهد الذمة. أهل الذمة, the Christian and the Jews who live in a Muslim country and they are a minority, they are called أهل الذمة, the people of الذمة. Also, they have a covenant. You cannot force them to become Muslims. You cannot attack them. You cannot harm them, provided that they pay the jizya to the Muslims. And by the way, the jizya is not just to give them a hard time. The jizya is for them to stay at home, safe and secured. When the Muslim state or the Muslim country is attacked by a foreign force, they don't even have to go and fight. The Muslim goes, I'll protect you. I'll protect your church. I'll protect your sanctuary. You stay at home with your family. I'll go and risk my life for your security. That's what the jizya is for. To protect them. The third type, brothers and sisters, in Islam of relationship is the combatant. Someone, a non-Muslim kafir, you're fighting. Khalas, in a declared war. And also the rules of engagement have to be implemented. That you cannot go and kill a woman, cut a tree, kill an animal, kill this. No, you're fighting. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Fight in the cause of Allah, those who are fighting you. Did we clear this before we move now? Now, we're going to move to the الكافر المرتد. A Muslim who is a Muslim by birth, meaning he was born to a Muslim family, or during the course of his life, like our brother Ibrahim, he accepted Islam. So now he's a Muslim. Now we have to talk about the rules, the guidelines, for us to take that person out of the fold of Islam. Why? Because if you label him a kafir, guess what? If there is amir, if there is a courtroom, he is to be executed. We're not going to shy away from the hadith. The hadith is authentic. مَنْ بَدَّلَ دِينَهُ فَقْتُلُوهُ. Whoever changes his religion, kill him. The hadith is authentic. We're not going to shy away. But again, ya ikhwa, who is being addressed with this? Who? You and me? La. The people who are what? In authority. The people in charge. Al-Hakim. Al-Amir. And now, before you rule that he changed his religion, you have to implement 10 rules. They were more than that, but I cannot summarize them for you for the sake of time and for you to have that delicious dinner tonight, inshallah. Is it hot? Hot dinner? Huh?
Medium.
So I sum them up, inshallah, in 10 points. And you're going to enjoy them. But subhanAllah, ikhwa, I have no idea you're sitting in front of me and none of you is writing a thing. Wallah, I was sharing this Finn, Abu Ubaid, brother Idris. Finn Idris. Idris is here tonight? What I was sharing with you last night, I was sharing with him, wallah, sometimes I give khutbahs, lectures, and I forget what I said. But subhanAllah, here everybody is sitting in front of me, unless you're recording or something, but... Huh? Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, let me have some tea then, inshallah, bismillah. But here is what I'm going to do now. If you're going to rely on that recording, I'm going to give you a hard time. I'm going to mention 10 rules. 10 rules. I'm going to quiz you at the end. And the quiz is going to be just naming the titles. So you have to memorize 10 rules. So you need to open that note thing in your phone and just write the title. You don't have to do any more than that. So we mentioned the ikhwah, before we go into takfir, we must follow certain guidelines. Rule number one. Guideline number one. At-takfir hukmun shar'i. You calling someone to be a kafir, a Muslim who's a kafir, this is a religious ruling. What does it mean, a religious ruling? You must have evidence. from the Quran, from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should not label him to be a kafir because he doesn't agree with you. Like those 100 so-called scholars in Grozny, in Chechnya, they basically got يعني, us out of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah because we don't agree with them. We tell them Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Nabi qal, ma ana al-yawma alayhi wa ashabi. Those who understand, believe, act the way that I am and my companion. Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari came 100 years later. Abu Mansur al-Maturidi came 100 years later. It's not because I disagree with you, then you take me from Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah. No. The first point, brothers and sisters in Islam, the first rule, the first guideline, takfir is a religious ruling. For you to label somebody to be a kafir, you must have an evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah. You cannot use dreams. Some people say, I saw a dream, Sheikh, brother, Sheikh, that this brother was doing this in my dream. You are a kafir, Sheikh? Ya salam. You're going to label your brother a kafir because you saw a dream? Or politics? La. This is the first rule. The evidence, ya ikhwa, for this, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lawful, has made unlawful al-ithm, sinning, al-baghy, transgression, without having a justification for it. And at the end, that you attribute something to Allah that Allah did not say or you don't have knowledge of. So when you say this person is a kafir, based on what? Did Allah label him to be a kafir? Did the messenger label him to be a kafir? No. ويا إخوة والله يعني سبحان الله, one of the most famous characters in the Muslim history being accused of takfir. Guess, name him who? Name him who? Who? Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Ghilban. Wallahi, wallahi, rahmat Allah, tayyib Allah, thara. One of the most famous scholars in the history of Islam, they call him al-mukaffir. He's the one who, subhanAllah, during his lifetime, there was a scholar whose name is Ibn Makhluf. Ibn Makhluf had a labeled Ibn Taymiyyah to be a kafir. وَاسْتَحَلَّ دَمَهْ وَمَالَهْ. He said his dam, his blood, meaning you could kill him. And subhanAllah, Ibn Taymiyyah did. He did not even label him to be a kafir. And when he was asked, should we call him a kafir? He said, no. He just has a misinterpretation. Just leave him alone. He's not a kafir. But you gotta be very careful. So even if they come and they tell you you are this, this does not give you the legitimacy. Imam Ahmad, fitna khalq al-Quran. You know, the fitna of the creation of the Quran. Those who used to flood him, he used to make dua for them. They called him kafir because he doesn't believe in what they believe in. They want to say that Allah doesn't speak. Al-Jahmiyyah. They want to say Allah doesn't. Al-Nufad, Mu'attila. They negated the attributes of Allah. One of the attributes is in kalam. They say Allah doesn't speak. Imam Ahmad said, and consequently, what about the Quran? If you say Allah doesn't speak, what about the Quran? They say the Quran is created, like the heavens, like the earth, like the moon, like the sun. Tabu zay, oh, kalamullah. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ اللي هو القرآن. In spite of this, Imam Ahmad never labeled them to be kufar. Tabu ya rayat baga, أول مكفرة في تاريخ الأمة, the first sect اللي هم الخوارج, كفروا من, they labeled who to be a kafir, علي بن أبي طالب. تخيل, can you imagine this, علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه was brought up by رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, At one stage, Abu Talib, the father of Ali, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, became unable to provide for his family. And he had a lot of kids. So they distributed his children amongst the Quraysh, amongst Bani Hashim. Al-Qabila, yeah. Rasul ﷺ took who? Ali, early age. And he brought him up. Tabillah Ali. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you and me, إِذَا جَاءَكُم مَن تَرْضَوْنَ خُلُقَهُ وَدِينَهُ do what? If you have a daughter and someone comes, proposes to your daughter, you look for what? Character and what? Deen. Then you should give your daughter in marriage to him. Tab Rasul sallallahu is going to give Fatima. Tabirak for Uthman. What do you think about Uthman? Allahu Akbar. Tab shuf hadi riwaya ana ajib ana. It's the first time we ikhwa I came across it. During his lifetime in Khawarij, we know that he labeled him to be a kafir. So they asked Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, a kuffar in whom? Are al-Khawarij kuffar? فَقَالَ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ فَرُّ. I think they are fleeing from kufr. I think they are trying to flee from kufr. Then the next question, أَمُنَافِقُونَ هُمْ. Are they hypocrites? He said, أَلْمُنَافِقُ لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The hypocrite does not remember Allah but few. But al-Khawarij, I don't know if you know the attributes of al-Khawarij or not. Ya Allah! Ya Allah! If you walk at night amongst the tents, you hear from the recitation of the Quran tahajjud at night. Ibn Abbas, when he went and he debated with them, and he brought a lot of them back. But jahl, ya ikhwa, jahl. No knowledge. He said, I used to walk amongst the tents, and I used to hear the recitation like Aziz, like bees. Ali answered when he was asked, are they hypocrites? What did he say? Allah said in the Quran, المنافق لا يذكر الله. The hypocrites only remembers Allah what? But look at them, وَهُمْ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Basically, he's trying to say they are not. قِيلَ فَمَا هُمْ. He said, who are they then? What is the ruling upon them? قَالَ قَوْمٌ بَغَوْا عَلَيْنَا فَنُقَاتِلُهُمْ. A group of people who transgressed against us, and we're trying to fight them, to stop them from their transgression. That's all we're doing. What I'm trying to say, that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu did not stand out there and kuffar wa khabla. Even though, ya ikhwa, I spoke about Imam Ahmad. Be careful because ma alayhi al-umma wal-ulama in al-jahmiya kuffar. Imam al-Lakai compiled 500 scholars from the early scholars who labeled al-jahmiya wa atiqad, whoever believes the belief of al-jahmiya is a kafir. But I want to tell you that al-sahaba wal-salaf, our righteous predecessors, they are extremely careful about going because they know this is a religious ruling and certain qualifications have to be there for them to do this. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Tayyib. So that was number one. So what was number one rule? It's hukum shar'i. What does it mean hukum shar'i? You must have what? You come and ask me, Shaykh, is this is halal? Is this is haram? For me to say this is halal or haram, what do I have to have? What? I must have evidence. Dalil from where? Quran, Sunnah, Ijma', mumkin qiyas. Shuf hadha. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ فَجَعَلْتُمْ مِنْهُ حَرَامًا وَحَلَالًا. قُلْ أَللَّهُ أَذِنَ لَكُمْ أَمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَفْتَرُونَ. Allah brought down rizq. Now you're saying this is haram and this is halal. Look. Allahu adina lakum. Did Allah give you a permission? Do you have a text? Do you have an evidence? What is the evidence? ولذلك يا إخوة, the early scholars of this ummah, when they were asked, just to show you the difference between us and them, about something where they don't have an evidence for, they never say it's halal. They never say it's haram. They don't say this. But they go like, Ara, I think it's permissible. لكن يقول لك it's halal. ده احنا في زمن والله زمن اجرب عند الشيخ الازهر وايه موضوع في نص انه حرام. يقول لك ايه ربا البنوك, when you go and place money in the bank and then you take interest, يقول لك حلال. طب واحد حلال كان كفايه, ثلاثه حلال وما فيش اصلا. There is a text that says it's haram. You're getting it? There is a text that says it's haram. يعني فهمني, I'm telling you that the early, like الإمام أحمد الشافعي أبي حنيفة مالك, ما يقول لكش, when he doesn't have an evidence, he says what? I think it's permissible. I think it's this light. But he would say haram or halal? No, because you must have what? Evidence. You must have دليل for it. طيب. The second rule is connected to the first rule. Now, for you to have an evidence to label a Muslim to be a kafir, now who's going to understand the evidence? Scholars, not laymen. Some of us go and read an evidence, but he doesn't know that this evidence was abrogated by another evidence. That evidence is عام, general. And there was another evidence that made it what? Specific. الخاص والعام والنسخ والمنسوخ ومورد الحديث أو سبب نزول الآية. Why the Prophet made that statement?
one of the most interesting things, that wallahi this happened. I was asked this by my brother in Egypt. اللي هو الحديث يقول لك ايه, whoever goes to the bathroom, let him, here is the word, فليوتر ثلاثة. So if you go to the bathroom and you need to remove the impurities, whether the urine or whether the feces, you use a rock or something, how many times? 3 times. You know what this brother, how he understood this hadith? That every time he goes to the bathroom, he prays 3 rak'ah. I was like, I was bullied by him. there is no way. Listen, if you read it literally, that's maybe it will indicate this. It will. The hadith says, well, if you go to the bathroom, make sure that you clean yourself 3 times. Now, Rasulullah said, فَلْيُوتِرْ ثَلَاثَ, that he uses that rock 3 times, or 3 different racks. Now he thought what? He should pray Salatul Witr every time he goes to the bathroom, and not 1 rak'ah only. He should pray what? Not 5, he should pray what? 3 racks. Not every person is able to understand the text. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us a variation. Listen, you may be an expert, a guru, that's the term they use in the IT world, in your field, whether it is biology, whether it is, but deen بالتعلم, the religion is knowledge, is not, we don't receive revelation here. We go and study books, we sit in front of in the library for hours, we go to school, like you don't want to be a doctor, you. Why? Billahi alayk, right now, can a doctor go and practice medicine without a license? What is going to happen to him? Huh? What is going to happen to him? He's going to go to jail. Now everybody is a mufti in the ummah.
Everybody is a mufti in the ummah. Why? Because there is nobody, the consciousness of Allah is not there, and everybody is trying to be head of a congregation, and وما فيش حد يعني راع الدين. Allah musta'an. But I think already you understood the second rule. The people who are in charge of labeling a Muslim to be a kafir are the most grounded in knowledge, in understanding, الدليل القرآن والسنة والإجماع والقياس كل هذه. فلابد أن يكون عالم العلماء القضاء the judges في المحاكم or those, be careful here, those who were appointed by الأمير. Why? Because also these scholars, they will analyze the person, they will try to invite him to make tawbah. They are able to establish al-hujjah, the evidence against him. They will be able to fulfill the conditions, remove the obstacles. And inshallah, we're going to come to this bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. طيب, are you ready with number 3? We said 10, so we're moving. Huh? Number 3, right? We're moving. Then there is becoming closer and closer and closer. It's closer than you think, inshallah. All right. Yes, Muawiyah. No questions at the end, but go ahead. Only scholars who are well grounded in the knowledge of Islam are authorized to deal with this matter, not the layman, like me and you. Okay, number 3. Ya ikhwa, ruling that a person is a kafir is a serious matter like we mentioned. And it shouldn't be done in a random way. Basically, an invitation to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is rule number 3. Fear Allah before you do this. Why? Because the seriousness of the matter, it has consequences, and also it will lead to a lot of chaos in the ummah. And subhanallah, especially once it comes to the area of trying to discredit somebody, a lot of the brothers, they go and they take bits and pieces of a lecture. And we see this happening. And you say, look, he said this. He said that. It's a whole lecture. And maybe the context of what he said is totally different. It's like exactly the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَ. O ye who believe, do not pray while you are intoxicated. This was one of the stages of the prohibiting intoxicants in Islam. And you come and say, oh ye who believe, do not pray. What about that? لا تقربوا الصلاة. ما تصليش. لا. Rule number 3, يعني a reminder to the scholars. يعني these 100 so-called scholars in Grozny, wallahi, they had no fear of Allah for them to come up with this. For them to come up with this. To label a whole group in the ummah, اللي هم فعلا أهل السنة والجماعة, just because they don't like them, just because they are not supporting them, just because they speak against their theology. لا, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ikhwa, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. You see, you resenting or loving somebody is an issue. But do not let the resentment towards somebody to drive you to wrong that person. اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. So, basically, rule number 3 is a reminder
to those who reside on this matter. They sit and label people to be Muslimin, to be kuffar. Fear Allah. Fear Allah. Because what you're about to say is a serious business. And you're going to be held accountable for it in the Day of Judgment. Rule number four. One of the easy ways to label a Muslim to be a kafir is you will like, ya Shaykh, هو ينكر ما هو معلوم من الدين بالضرورة. He is denying what is known from the religion by necessity. Can you give me some examples of what is known from Islam by necessity? Like what?
Sunnah.
Bring five times, for example.
Sunnah.
Sunnah. Zakah. Siyam Ramadan. Ma'loom, every Muslim knows that there is what? There is Siyam Ramadan. Everybody knows that you have to pray five times a day. This is, they categorize that knowledge, that brand of knowledge in Islam to be what? Known from Islam by necessity. Even the layman knows it. Now if you do not do it, or if you deny it, or if you say it's haram, everybody knows pork is haram. Even non-Muslims know that Muslims do not eat pork. معلوم من الدين بالضرورة. Here is rule number four. Be careful, because what is known from the religion by necessity changes from place to place, time to time, person to person. So you cannot use this as a premise to label a Muslim. The kafir will be with. La. And we have an evidence. Hadith ibn Majah, Sahih ibn Majah, Hadith Sahaha, Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah, Hadith Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman, radiyallahu anhuma. Look at this, ya ikhwa. Look. Yadrusu al-Islamu, look at this beautiful hadith. Yadrusu al-Islamu kama yadrusu washa al-thawb. You know when you have a garment like this, and you have, like, sometimes you put ornament, when you wash it a couple of times, the first thing that goes away is what? Al-washa, zina. In some way, a decoration. It goes away, the color goes away. Islam will do like this. يَدْرُسُ الْإِسْلَامُ كَمَا يَدْرُسُ وَشَ الثَّوْمُ حَتَّى لَا يُدْرَ طَيْبُ الْكَمْءُ. When people لا يعلمون, they do not know salah, zakah, nusuk اللي هو sacrifice, قربان, صيام, nothing, they know nothing from this. It's all gone. شوف. وَتَبْقَى طَوَائِفُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And only few people will be left in earth, elders. الشيخ الكبير والعجوز. And they will be saying, لا إله إلا الله. That's all they say. That's all they know about Islam. لا إله إلا الله. And guess what? The people around it, what is this? What لا إله إلا الله? The people will ask them, إيه دا لا إله إلا الله دي من إيه سي؟ يقول, أدركنا آباءنا يقولونها فنحن نقولها. We remember our parents saying it. That's why we're saying it. That's all they know about Islam. One of the students of Hudayfa was sitting down. His name is Silah ibn Zufar. فقال يا حذيفة. He said, O Hudayfa, مَا تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. What لا إله إلا الله is going to do to them? وَهُمْ لَا يَدْرُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَالنُّسُكَ وَالصَّدَقَ وَالصِّيَامِ. And they don't know what is known from the religion by necessity. When he said it one time, Hudayfa turned away from him. He didn't like it. Then he repeated it for the second time.
Hudhayfa turned away from him. He repeated the third time, and then he looked at Ya Sila tunjihim minan nar. Ya Sila, la ilaha illallah, will save them from hell. They're not kuffar. They don't have the knowledge. And we're going to come to this. The point I'm trying to make, brothers and sisters in Islam, don't use this. The area of knowing, oh, yeah, shit, that I'm going to say, I'm going to say, he lacks the knowledge. He may not have the knowledge. But of course, Sheikh, with the scholars, there is a lot of detailing in this matter. Like, for example, somebody brought up in Saudi Arabia, for example. And he comes and he tells you, no salah. What do you think? Huh? Yeah. He's crazy. He upgraded from kufr to being crazy. So this is number what? Number four. Six to go. We're done. We're almost done. Dinner is closer to you than this thing here. And subhanAllah, was something about the dunya. Wallahi. Mut'atuha bunyat ala al-hirman. The enjoyment in the dunya is really based on you depriving yourself. You see, you're sitting like this and hungry. Hungry. Can you imagine how the food is going to taste? Oh. And the more hungry you become, the tastier it will be. I'm telling you, just hang in there. So number what? Yeah? Number four. المعلوم من الدين بالضرورة يتغير من مكان إلى مكان زمان إلى زمان شخص إلى شخص. What is known from the religion, because people use this, this is one of the most common things that they use to label people to be kuffar. لا. What is known from the religion by necessity changes from person to another, time to time, place to place. We got that? طيب. Number five. Halfway. That's halfway. Rulings. Al-Asr. And this is a very important rule. One of the most important rule. Al-Asr. Al-Hukm bil-Zahir. By default, you judge people based on what you see. You don't judge them based on what they have with. It's not your business. In front of you, it says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Muslim ghasbin an. He's a Muslim whether you like it or not. Based on the rule. And I will furnish the evidence. Multiple, actually. It's a very wealth of evidence. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hadith al-Bukhari, Man salla salatana, whoever observes the five daily prayers, وَاسْتَقْبَلَ قِبْلَتَنَا, and he faces the qibla, وَأَكَلَ ذَبِيحَتَنَا, and he eats our meat, فَهُوَ الْمُسْلِمُ, he is the Muslim, لَهُ مَا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَلَيْهِ مَا عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ, to him, due to him, his rights as a Muslim, and upon him, that قُلْ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. ولو قال لك السلام عليكم قل وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله, ما تقولش وعليكم. مسلم. والحديث يا إخوة يعني دول خويصرة يعني التميمي هذا جد الخوارج. He's the grandfather of الخوارج سبحان الله. يعني الخوارج يا إخوة is a sect. This man was the seed of it during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani imagine, we know that after Fath Mecca, after the conquest of Mecca, the kuffar who used to live in Mecca and never migrated and accepted Islam, a lot of them became Muslims. All of them became Muslims. So they became Muslims, but they never been learned. They never been taught the deen. So they are newly reverted to Islam, reverts to Islam. And some of them were the leaders.
Right after Fatih Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just for you to understand mawrid al-hadith, yani the circumstances of the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took them and he attacked al-Ta'if, yani another battle, Uhunayn. From the spoils of war, he given them the majority. Yani he given them an order to make them like Islam. MashaAllah, then Islam the hilm. MashaAllah, Islam is good. Islamu kaman flus. Yani Islamu. Some people, Allah this, ikhwan. SubhanAllah, some people become Muslims because of this. And by the way, this is nothing wrong with that. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala label one of the places of zakatul mal wal mu'allafati qulubum? The people who are at the verge of what? Yani if you know somebody who's a Christian and he likes money, give him sadaqah. Give him zakah even. But provided that you know that he is at the verge of accepting Islam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given them the majority of the spoils of the war. Fadl khwaisirah, التميمي هذا, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, اعدل. Imagine, he's addressing the Messenger of Allah in this manner. اعدل فإنك لم تعدل. Be fair, you're not fair. وفي رواية, تلك قسمة لا ترضي الله. The way that you're distributing the spoils of war is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's standing there? Khalid ibn al-Walid, not Umar this time. Khalid said, let me take his... فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him and he said, دعه فإنه يصلي. Leave him because he prays. Muslim, the صلي. فخالد said, what? رب مصلي لا يصلي. There are a lot of people who pray, but they don't really pray. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إني لم أمر أن أشق عن صدور الناس. I was not commanded to open the chest of people to find out whether they are doing things out of iman or out of hypocrisy. You're getting this, يا إخوة؟ فالأصل الحكم بالظاهر. You rule with the one of the most fascinating things about this subject, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the revelation informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who are the hypocrites. Who are the hypocrites? Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated them based on what he sees of them. لأن الأصل الحكم بالظاهر. وعندنا حديث أسامة بن زيد يا إخوة, a famous حديث في السنة. We know Usama is the son of Zayd ibn Haritha, Hibb ibn al-Hibb. He went and a man killed a Muslim, so he chased him. And right before he's about to hit him, he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Usama looked at him and then he killed him. The matter was reported to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. غضب. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so mad, upset. وَمَا تَفْعَلْ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَا أُسَامَةَ. What are you going to do with لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَا أُسَامَةَ. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, the Messenger of Allah. He said it to protect himself from me. He said, أَشَقَقْتَ عَنْ صَدْرِهِ. Did you open his chest? فَالْأَدِلَّ يَعْنِ إِيْ وَضَعْ. This is number what? Five. Number six, we're getting into the heavy stuff here. Heavy stuff, hanging there. What is number six? الحكم المطلق لا يستلزم الحكم على المعين. This is a very important rule. For you to understand this, there are two types of takfir. This is like a PowerPoint presentation. Type number one is called what? Takfir mutlaq, unrestricted takfir, or takfir aam, general takfir. يعني general takfir. Listen, whoever insults the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a kafir or no? Kafir ولا لا? Salamu alaykum. Kafir ولا لا? The kafir will be 60 kafir كمان. If somebody insults the Prophet ﷺ, kafir wala la? But this is called what? Takfir what? Mutlaq. Whoever does this is a kafir. Did I point finger? Did I say this one is? But there is a difference. Al-Mu'ayyan that you point, you say Ahmad ibn Muhammad is what? Because he did this. Al-Takfir al-Mutlaq, you can do this. And by the way, this is important. You ask me, Shia kuffar wala la? Of course, we know the ruling of ulama, that their scholars are, because they know the truth, al-awam, they need to learn because they don't know. But look at this now. I can answer you in a very interesting way. Brother, whoever curses the Sahaba is a kafir. Why? لِنُكَذَّبِ الْقُرْآنِ. He's belying the Qur'an. The Quran. Allah says, قَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And they are saying they are kuffar. But this is called takfir what? مُطْلَق. عَام. But for me to address a Shi'i, that أتعال. Come. You must establish the evidence against him. And establishing the evidence through fulfilling certain conditions, removing certain obstacles. And this is going to be rule number 9. We're coming to it. We're good? That's all. Number 6, right? So what was number 6? Did you understand it, Ibrahim? What does it say? The fact that you're ruling general takfir, you're saying whoever does this in a general fashion, does not mean that if a person does it, he is. Because there are certain things that you still have to do in order to label an individual to be a kafir. And this is going to come in point number 9. We're getting that? But of course, ya ikhwa, yani a lot of the, of course, al-murja, they go like, eh, yani ya sheikh, don't say kufr, kuffar, wa mish arif, eh, la. That's important. Students of knowledge like ourselves, like you, if you're going to do da'wah, you're supposed to do this. Go and do general takfir. Good. Whoever denies, whoever does not say kafir is a kafir, we have Muslims who say Jews and Christians are not kuffar. There we have Muslims who say this now, especially those interfaith kind of, you know, they go out there and tell the Christians you're going to Jannah. As if Allah given him a contract to be a real estate agent for Jannah, yet distributing Jannah. La, شوف الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى even when he spoke about this, he said, whoever hears from me, from the Jews and the Christians, and he doesn't believe in me, he's what? But when you deal with an individual, Muawiyah, I must follow certain things, which is going to come at point number 9, rule number 9. What do you need to do? We're good? Are we ready? Number 7. We're getting there. Number 7. Important. المسلم لا يكفر بارتكاب الكبائر وإن أصر عليها ما لم يستحل الحرام أو يجحد الأمر. If a Muslim commits major sins, like what major sins, ya ikhwa? Give me examples. Drinking, usury, mortgage, brothers, riba. Oh, a Muslim who is guilty, even if he did isra, if he insists in it, you cannot call him a kafir because he is doing it, provided what? That he did not halalize it. And ya ikhwa, wallahi, pay attention, this is a very crucial issue. What made the difference between Adam and Satan? Adam disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Satan disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bow down to Adam and Satan? No. Adam, don't eat from the tree. Did he eat or not? طيب. Both of them were asked. Satan, how come did you refuse to bow down?
أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. It's halal. Shouldn't be doing that. Brother, why are you involved in riba, brother? Sheikh, it's America. يعني أمريكا غير الدين عشان أمريكا عزيزي. Brother, how come you don't pray five times? Sheikh, these people 1400 years ago, they had a lot of time. They didn't have Google. This is it. طب Adam, look at Adam. يا Adam, ألم أنهكما, haven't I banned you from eating? What did he say? ربنا ظلمنا. Basically, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm bad. I made a mistake. It's haram, but يا رب, I'm weak, يا رب. Ah, be careful. لأن الكبيرة, major sin, أحيانا, sometimes, what, can take you out of Islam. When you consider it to be halal. Even, by the way, a sin that you're insisting on, that you often on. There's also kida, sins like this, you go back forth. Even that, you have to believe it's haram. Not because you're dwelling on it and you cannot leave it. You know what? I can't leave it. It's halal. La, still haram. فالمسلم, a Muslim who's engaged in committing major sins, is not to be labeled a kafir because of the major sin. Why? As long as he still believes it's haram. As long as he did not make halal the haram, he did not do juhud, he did not reject the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intentionally. طب, what if he does this? We have to go back to point number, rule number 9. You have to establish the hujjah. You have to establish the evidence against him. And you establish the evidence by doing what? Fulfill certain conditions, remove certain obstacles. So you still have to follow the rule number 9. Rule number 9, by the way, is the most important rule. And we're building up to it. Rule number 10 is going to be the easiest. And it's going to take only 1 minute. And after it comes dinner straight. Inshallah. طيب, number 8. We always, ya ikhwa, hear, la yu'min. He's not a believer. Wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, he's not a believer. So, شوف في حديث اللي هو حديث الجار هذا. Wallahi la yu'min. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم is taking an oath. By Allah, he's not a believer. Wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, he's not a believer. Two. Wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, he's not a believer. Man ya Rasul Allah. O Messenger of Allah. Man la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'iqa. If your neighbor does not feel secure from your harm. Now, does this mean that he's a kafir? Assalamu alaikum. Is he a kafir then? Kafir? La. Be careful. And this is where you need students of knowledge to understand. Sometimes negation of iman, kamalul iman. Not aslul iman. Ma huwa iman goes what? Sometimes it reaches what? Its peak. Kamal. And sometimes it goes down to what? The bottom. Hits the bottom. He has the bottom. Al huwa al-Islam. But in nafi, negation here, he is not completely a believer. Al-Khawarij, for example, Al-Khawarij, al-Humma kafaru bil-kabira. The Al-Khawarij, they label a Muslim who commits a major sin a kafir. They use hadith A. شوف, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. When a person commits adultery, hadith al-Bukhari, hadith ibn Abbas, وابي هريرة. When a person commits adultery while he's committing the act, he's not a believer. They said, oh, he's got, لا. We say he's not a believer, but he's what? معه أصل الإيمان. The origin of Iman. What is the origin of faith? الإسلام. بس مسلم. هو مسلم. لكن مش مؤمن. When you read the text, don't do like الخوارج. لا. Be careful. You need to understand the text properly. What is meant here, he doesn't have a perfect Iman.
but he still have the origin of Iman. We come to number 9 and before last, and is the most important, which is now you have a guilty individual in front of you who did an act of disbelief, of kufr, uttered a statement of disbelief, or اعتقد, believed a belief of disbelief. Now we want to rule that he's a kafir. What do you have to do? You have to bring him to you. Assalamu alaikum al-had. You have to establish al-hujjah, the evidence against him. You have to verify. How do you do this? The scholars, they say, لَا بُدَّ مِنْ اسْتِيفَاءِ الشُّرُوطِ وَانْتِفَاءِ الْمَوَانِعِ. You must fulfill certain conditions. Certain conditions must be in that person, and you make sure that there are certain obstacles are not these. And subhanAllah, they explain one another. I did it to you, or actually the Shaykh, not me, astaghfirullah, the author of that little piece. That's why I loved his work. He did it in a very fascinating way. He brought the condition and the obstacle. The condition and the obstacle. So you must make sure that he has this and he does not have this. And they complete one another. Six conditions, six obstacles. Are you ready? This is the lecture, by the way, tonight. All of the above was an introduction. But it's going to be a very short lecture. The first condition is the easiest of them, and the second, aql. Can you rule someone who is insane to be a kafir? So the condition is what? Aql. He must be in a state of sanity. Huh? The obstacle would be what? Would be what? What is the opposite of sanity? Insanity. Al-junoon. يبقى الشرط العقل والمنع الايه؟ Insanity. Al-junoon. The evidence, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, رفع القلم عن ثلاث. The pen of taklif, the angel sitting on the left, doesn't write. Those three cases. As-sabiyu hatta yablugh, wal-na'imu hatta yastayqir, wal-majnoonu hatta ya'qil. The young boy until he reaches the age of puberty, or the young girl until they reach the age of puberty, the one who's asleep until he wakes up, and here is the point of reference, mawdu' al-shahid in the hadith, and the insane until he becomes what? Sane. فَلَا يَعْلَمَ وَحَدْ مَجْنُونَ. A crazy person, you say kafir with mawtu, you go and execute him, ينفع هذا الكلام؟ ما ينفع. لابد أن يكون إيه؟ العقل. لأن العقل يأخوى مدار التكليف. So this is what condition number one. Are you guys following me or no? So we're taking up, we're talking about guideline number 9, which is establishing the evidence against a person who committed an act of kufr, uttered a word of kufr, or he believed a belief that leads to kufr, or a belief of kufr. Now before you label him to be a kafir, you must establish the evidence against him. How do you establish the evidence? Fulfill six conditions, make sure that six obstacles do not exist. What is condition number one? What is obstacle number one? Easy. Number two, al-bulugh, reaching the age of puberty. What is the opposite of puberty? Al-tufula, childhood. He's a child. You go to a child and you say that huwa kafir. Huh? The hatta even, by the way, if a child who was born to a Christian family in the Muslim world, look at this ruling, interesting ruling.
if he dies, if his parents die, and if he happens to die before the age of puberty, should he be buried in the graves of Muslims or the graves of Christians?
Muslims.
وفي اختلاف. We know that there is a difference of opinion regarding أطفال الكفار, the children of the disbelievers who died before the age of puberty. You know that there is a difference, there is a debate that they also under the care of Ibrahim, like أطفال المسلمين. There is a debate. The second condition, brothers and sisters in Islam, puberty. I'm not talking about maturity. Assalamu alaikum. There is a difference between maturity and puberty. Sometimes you find a five, how old are you? He looks so mature. Alhamdulillah. Muawiyah. But I think you passed that, inshallah. But the shahid of the important thing is, what are the signs of reaching the age of puberty, ikhwa? What are the signs? The growth of hair under the armpit in the private areas. This is one for both males and females. Wet dreams. That is two. For the girls, the menstruation cycle. And if you don't see any of this, what is the cut? 15 years old. But be careful. 15 years old, lunar or Gregorian? According to the lunar calendar or according to the Gregorian calendar? Huh? Lunar. Mawa, be careful. But it's 15 years according to the birth certificate. Not 15 years according to what? The lunar. And there is a difference. 11 days. Can you imagine 11 days times 15 years? Is what? You're going to end up with multiple months. So you have to be careful. But this is the sign. And the hadith that I just quoted earlier is the evidence for this. اللي هو رفع القلم عن ثلاث الصبي حتى يحتلم. But even though the hadith speaks about the young boy, but حكم المرأة يدخل فيه أيضا إن شاء الله. طيب. Number three. Are you ready? Number three. العلم. He must be knowledgeable of what he's doing. So the condition is what? Knowledge. طيب. The obstacle is what? Ignorance. Al-jahl. He must be knowledgeable. He cannot be ignorant. Fulfill the fact that he knows what he's doing and remove the fact that he's ignorant about what he's doing. Ya ikhwa, subhanallah. Al-adilla fi hadha al-maqam kathira jiddan. ولكن الحديث الماتع حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه that a man from Bani Israel right before his death he called upon his children قال يا بني he said my children what kind of a father was I to you didn't I take a good care of you he said يا أبانا you're wonderful. In another wording, by the way, of this hadith, he said, what? If you guys don't execute what I'm about to tell you, no inheritance. So they said, we'll execute. He said to them, إِذَا أَنَا مِتُّ when I die, احرقوني, burn my body. ثُمَّ اسْحَقُونِي turn me into ashes. Break my bones. شوف ثم انتظروا يوما عاصف then wait for a windy day and take half of my ashes throw it in the sea and the other half in the land in earth distribute my ashes look what he said فإنه إن قدر الله علي if Allah is able to bring me back لَيُعَذِّبَنِي عَذَابًا لَا يُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَيْهِ He's going to punish me a punishment that no other person is going to be experiencing. في رواية أحمد يا إخوة في مسند الإمام أحمد this hadith, this man, you know what he used to do? كان يعمل نباشا للقبور. He used to follow the janaza but not for the reward. Then he would sit behind after everybody leaves. Then he digs the grave and steals the shroud. And he goes and sells it. So he used to steal the debt from the dead, yeah. Not Wells Fargo or the bank or the حاجة that راح للأموال يسرقهم. He felt يعني guilty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith, by the way, answers the question a lot of the brothers who doubt عذاب القبر. يقول لك يا شيخ تبي تقول لك tell us عذاب القبر, the people who get burned in the air and the people who get eaten by a fish in the sea. أنتوا يا مسلمين أنتوا تدمقوا. You Muslims, you're عمل لك والله العظيم. He's a Muslim himself. That's an answer for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded earth, أدي ما عندك, bring him back to me. The sea, أدي ما عندك. This will happen in the day of judgment. But Allah told us about it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him this question. عبدي, my slave, what got you to do this? Why did you do this? قال مخافتك يا رب. I'm afraid of you, يا رب. قال خذوه إلى الجنة. Take him to Jannah. Now let's analyze this hadith here. This man believes in Allah. He is fearful of Allah. But somehow he believes that there is no resurrection of the body if he does this. He believes that he scattered his ashes around, Allah is not good. He believes this. هو جاهل, he's ignorant. Now, I want to ask you, if anyone, this is unrestricted takfir here, if anyone who denies resurrection of the body, if anyone who believes that Allah is unable to do something, kafir ولا مش kafir, the kafir would be 16 kafir. But this one is ignorant, he doesn't know. You're getting it? You see the difference between the two? That you may see somebody saying kufr, doing kufr, believing kufr, but you cannot rule that he's a kafir until you fulfill this. You make sure that he knows what he's doing. He can't. You have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is why he sent messengers. وَمَا كُنَّ مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. I'm not going to punish anyone until I send the messenger. رسولا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. ف knowledge. وعندنا إخوة الحديث اللي هو الإيه ال يعني I talked to you about المسلمين the Muslims who accepted Islam right after فتح مكة and the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم giving them the spoils of war. There is hadith Abi Waqid al-Laythi that when they were camping at night, they saw the army of the disbelievers from a distance. They used to have a tree, they would hang their swords on it, and they would go around it and يعني, get the barakah from the tree. يَتَبَرَّكُونَ بِهَا. A tree called that وَأَنْوَارِ. They came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah, اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط. It's like the Muslim. Can we have a Christmas tree, Sheikh, like our neighbors? That's what they did. Can we have a tree like them, Ya Rasulullah, please? What did the Prophet say? What did he say? Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Okay. When we speak like that, the Sheikh, man is Wahhabi, fanatic, Salafi, Ya Allah. But the hadith is like, Allahu Akbar! قلتم كما قال بنو إسرائيل لموسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آله. He did exactly like Bani Israel. Bani Israel, Allah has saved them, just saved them. They saw the Pharaoh drowning. And as soon as they crossed Sinai to the desert, they saw some Bedouin having an idol and praying to the idol. So they went to Musa, can we have an idol like them, please? الشاهد يا إخوة, the important thing, that, and by the way, when we narrate this hadith, we don't say the companions, be careful, because some of the brothers, when they narrate this hadith, they go like, Ashab al-Nabi, they said this, but no. They were the people who recently accepted Islam, not Abu Bakr and Umar, not those who are well grounded in knowledge. No. فالشاهد, And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not rule them to be kuffar because they are certainly ignorant. So this is number, what three condition? Four. Intention. What is the opposite of intention? A condition that you must intend to do it. Is doing things out of mistake. We have a beautiful hadith, اللي هو حديث الايه؟ التوبة بتاع أنس. That really explains this. اللي هو لله أشد فرحا من عبده بتوبة عبده من أحدكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more joyful because of your tawbah than this man. Who is this man? Somebody who had to move from one place to another. And subhanallah, he happened to cross the desert. So he has all his household, all his belongings on the back of a camel. So he's traveling in the desert. In the middle of the desert, he got tired. He said, let me get some rest. So he went under the shade of a tree and he slept. But he did not tie the camel. So he woke up from his sleep. His camel is what? Gone. And by the way, all his livelihood on the camel, his weapon, his food, his... والله يا إخوة الحديث في مسلم حديث أنس في مسلم هذا بس في أحد طرق في السنن إن he did like Hajar in the desert. You know how Hajar did in the desert? Looking for the because if there is no camel, no what? خلاص بح لا life خلاص. He finally he said you know what? Let me go and under the same tree where I slept. خلاص نقضي يعني. Done. He went and slept. SubhanAllah, he's opening his eyes like this. And guess what? He sees the camel with him. You know, one of the most joyful things that you, moment that you experience is the rizq min haythu la tahtasib. Do you expect the camel to come to you after you've been what? You cruised all, you scanned the desert. And now we sleep and the camel is right. It's like, you know, subhanAllah, when you lose something, and you keep, you look all the house, every place in the house, every place, and you, man, I can find the thing, And they do like this. It's right there in front of you. هذا هو الرزق من حيث لا يحتسب. SubhanAllah, we don't get excited when we receive a paycheck. We don't. You don't. But when you get what? A bonus. Bonus is a killer. Makes your day. Even though your paycheck is what? رزق من حيث لا تحتسب من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. Fine. You know? Then what he said? What did he say? What did he say? اللهم أنت ربي وأنا عبدك. Oh Allah, you are my Lord and I'm your slave. Is that what he said? He swapped. تَبِّلَّهَ عَلِيكَ If someone says to Allah, you are my slave, oh Allah, kafir ولا مش kafir? Kafir ولا مش kafir? The ابن ستين kafir. وعلي يقول لهم أنت عبدي. But he did it out of what? Mistake. هو مسلم. Even though he said something of disbelief, but he's a Muslim. You can be Islam. Why? He did it out of what? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. أخطأ من شدة الفرح. He misspoken because of excessive joy. He made a mistake. You understand? So you have to make sure, you have to verify that this person is not doing this out of what? Out of mistake. The mistake here is a مسبق اللسان. سبق اللسان that your tongue speaks is ahead of your what? Of your brain. But there is also mistake out of interpretation. ولذلك هم لماذا لا نكفر عوام الشيعة التكفير المعين. Why don't we label the individual اللي هم الشيعة why? Because they are guilty, they are victims of their scholars. ما هو all his life is brought up under what? Scholars who curse the companions. خطأ
بالخطأ. This has اللي هو الخطأ بالتأويل. وكان فيه إخوة أحد الولاء أيام عمر. One of the rule, one of the أمير أيام عمر. His name is قدامة بن مضعون. He was drinking alcohol. فعمر brought him. Yeah, why are you doing this? He said, I read the verse in Surah المائدة, ليس على الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جناح فيما طعموا إذا ما اتقوا وآمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ثم اتقوا وآمنوا ثم اتقوا وأحسنوا والله يحب المحسنين. As long as you have taqwa, you can eat what you want, drink what you want. This is how we understood the verse. تأويل, خطأ في التأويل. That himself has a misunderstanding of the verse, or he sits in front of someone like myself, that maybe I articulated something a wrong way and he misunderstood it. Or maybe I intentionally taught the wrong thing. فيعذر, يعذر هذا. طيب, we're almost done. Number five, two more and that's it. Number five, doing this willingly, الإرادة, الاختيار, which is against what? Being forced, الإكراه. So the person must do it out of what? Willingly, مختار. He's choosing to do it. He's not being forced. What evidence do we have? أحسنت. عمار بن ياسر, his father, his mother were killed in front of him. They caught him. They said, we're going to kill you like Yasir and like your mother if you do not speak bad about the Messenger of Allah, if you don't say bad things about him. We're going to kill you like him. Come on, speak. He spoke. He's very upset. He went back to the Prophet ﷺ. Ya Rasulullah, they forced me to say this. Rasulullah ﷺ asked him, كيف تجد قلبك? How is your heart? قال, what is the, وقلبه? مطمئن بالإيمان. Filled with faith. You know what he said to him? إن عادوا فعد. If they catch you again and they want you to speak bad about me, about Allah, speak. Why? He's being what? Forced. Ah. But see, this particular subject now, يعني, the scholars came up with certain criteria. Because you can't just label every single thing to be forced. It can't be this way. They said, number one, the person who's forcing you is able to execute. Like somebody sitting on a wheelchair and he tells you, I'm going to kill you if you don't say it. You go ahead and do it? So he must be what? Able to do it. You understand? Also, you're unable to defend yourself too. Like somebody who's Abu Mansur, for example, he threatens me. I can defend Bardu. If you can defend yourself, you don't have to do it. You're unable to defend yourself. Number three, you're certain that this person is going to really inflict harm upon you, whether long jail, or whether he's going to stop you from working, or so forth. The damage is serious damage. Like, it's not like, okay, if you don't do this, I'm not going to take your party tonight. I'm not going to take you out for dinner tonight if you don't do this. What do you think about that? If you don't speak bad about Islam, you're not going to come to dinner with me tonight. Dinner, that's being forced. Dinner. I'm going to cut your hand, cut your finger, cut your ear. I'm going to bury you alive. That type of threat, inshallah. طيب يا إخوة. The last يا إخوة, condition is being able to do the act, because a person may not be able to do the salah, for example, the way مثلا salat al-ajiz, he prays with his, now you don't see him pray because he prays with what? That he must be able to be ibn Allah ta'ala. Like subhanallah, Najashi, we take an example in Najashi accepted Islam or not?
And he did not migrate. He did not learn a lot of things for about Islam. Because he was believing in secret. If he would have disclosed his Islam, he would have been arrested, and all the Muslimin there would have been arrested. So he was unable to disclose his Islam or migrate to the Prophet ﷺ to learn about Islam. He did not learn a whole lot. Imagine when he died, didn't the Prophet call the Ummah, said, today a righteous man passed away, let's pray janazatul ghaib on him. Sahih or la? Sahih. He must be able to do this, inshaAllah. The last guideline, brothers and sisters in Islam, and the light went off, subhanAllah. Subhanallah, as if you're saying, ya Sheikh, ya'ani, you killed us tonight. The last, ya ikhwah, is all what we said about takfir applies to tafsir. That's why I'm going to say it in a minute. Tabdi'a, tanfiq, wal-la'a. Those four. That you call a person a munafiq. You call him a fasiq. You call him what? Huh? Mubtada'a. Or you curse him. Before you do those, like the rules for takfir, you must apply those. What is our evidence? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an authentic hadith, he said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْخَمْرَ وَشَارِبَهَا. Allah curses الْخَمْر. What is الْخَمْر? Intoxicants. And the one who drinks it. صحيح ولا لا؟ So this is general takfir, right? Yani general la'an. This is general cursing. Correct or not correct? But when Abdullah ibn Himar, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, came intoxicated and they were executing the had, the flogging on him, some of the companions said what? La'anahu Allah. La'an mu'ayyan ho. La'an mu'ayyan. They are pointing at him. May Allah curse him. Curse him. He often drinks and comes to be flogged. What did the Prophet say? لا تلعنوا. Don't say this. Don't. فإنه يحب الله ورسوله. He loves Allah and His Messenger. Likewise, right here, when you call a person a munafiq, a kafir, a fasiq, a muhtada', اللعن, you must follow the same exact guidelines, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Finally, ya ikhwa, if you establish the evidence against the individual by fulfilling these six conditions, removing these six obstacles, certainly this person can be ruled that he is a kafir, but who is in charge of executing the punishment? You and me? A'udhu billah. The one who's in charge. The authority. Not the team. Otherwise, we turn this into a barbaric jungle. I rest my case. Bon appétit. Jazakumullah khaira. I got you big time. I know this is a very long lecture, but I had a plan, alhamdulillah, and it succeeded. All of you, mashallah, you stayed. Jazakumullah khaira. I don't know if you want to ask questions or not, but it's up to you. Yes, please. We can answer questions if you want, inshallah. But can I please make a request? Billahi alaykum, inshallah I'll answer your question. Billahi alaykum, brothers and sisters in Islam, before you leave tonight, help One Message Foundation. Please. These brothers, they do a fabulous job in bringing me, other brothers to come and get the blessing, wallahi, of being with you. Wallahi, 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 I'd love to have you every night. And just the way that you're sitting like this, you know, students of knowledge like myself enjoy students like you. But, you know, there are a lot of expenses, you know, so please, yani, this is a call, a serious call, please help them out. They have boxes out there, make sure that you help them, inshallah. The brother is asking about the Quraniyin. That's a question, right? The Quraniyin. Like we say, whoever denies the sunnah of the Prophet is a kafir. No question about it. But for me to label a certain individual, ta'ala. why do you deny the Sunnah? He's going to answer you. You're going to find, first of all, he must be grown up, above the age of puberty. He's not insane. Now, check his knowledge out. You're going to find out that he's ignorant. Or he knows, but he's insisting. So if you remove these obstacles, ignorance, that he's not doing this out of faulty interpretation, he's not being forced, he's not doing it out of forgetfulness, then khalas, kafir. Then you leave him alone, inshallah. But the execution should be left to the enemies. Now, okay, a question from the sisters. Yes, bring it, inshallah. So other questions? Yes, brother.
One of the Shia Mullah, he said the wahya is coming from Jibreel,
made a
mistake.
No, whoever says this is a kafir. The brother is talking about the belief of the Shia, and this is a belief, by the way, in the books, that originally Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came with the revelation, he intended Ali, but he made a mistake and he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For whoever says this is a kafir, but now for me to point to this mullah, to say that, ta'ala ya mullah, تعال هنا من الكلام ازاي انت بتقول الكلام ده انت لاسع ولا ايه يا ملا ويعني وتاخد خطوه خطوه يعني take him step by step and remove the obstacles fulfill the conditions. Alright, a question from the sisters. There are some who like to say others are not on the correct manhaj or have the correct aqeedah and create a lot of division. Is this is from takfir? You see that general. And we know those brothers, ya ikhwa, subhanAllah, may Allah guide them, wallahi. May Allah guide them. Wallahi, this is a big problem in the ummah right now. SubhanAllah, and Philly is their headquarters. The problem with these brothers, quite frankly, is a lot of them have that gang mentality that it's, you know, it's my circle. If you're not, you know like George Bush, you know, remember when George Bush, the son, you know what he said? If you're not with us, you're against us. And this ideology is a corrupt ideology, wallahi. فَنَسْ أَلَّهُ لَهُمْ لِذَاكَ. Ya Akhti, that's not from the Sunnah. Listen, there is no perfect scholar. Al-Ismah was buried with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what al-Asma is, right? Not making mistakes. Was buried with who? Imam Malik rahimahullah says what? Kullun yu'khadu minhu wa yurad. Everyone, you can tell him no. Because I can make a mistake. You can make a mistake. But here is the difference. If somebody sits and he speaks like myself, is he teaching his own ideology or is he bringing evidence? If the majority of his speech is قال الله قال رسول الله, that's somebody that you can listen to. There's no problem with it. But here's a testing place right here. Imagine I said something, I made a mistake tonight in what I taught. You go home, you know that Sheikh said this tonight is wrong. And you produce the evidence. And you come to me, Sheikh. Now, of course, you shouldn't do this in the Sheikh Karim. You messed up yesterday. You were so awful. And you shouldn't be doing that. But you come in person, brother. Yesterday you said this and this. And this is the evidence. And this is the view of this Sheikh, of this Imam. What do you say? Right here is the testing ground, brother. Inshallah, I'll correct it. It's wrong. If you insist, then there is hawa. Then you're after now becoming the big Turk and the Sheikh al-Akbar, Sheikh al-A'zam, film al-Hindi. But if you come and say, Jama'at al-Khair, brothers, yesterday when I was teaching this class, wallahi, astaghfirullah, I made a mistake. And may Allah reward one of the brothers, if he doesn't want to know, kada, 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 kada. Ah, that's a... This is the criteria that you look for in somebody that you want to learn the deen from. That's all. But you say he has to come bring tazkiyah, he has to bring approval of the sheikh. And who is that sheikh? Why this sheikh? Not this sheikh.
كلام هذا كلام يعني نسأل الله لهم الهداية رب العالمين. تفضل يا أخي. نعم أحسن. So the act can be an act of kufr, and we explain this. Not every act, not every statement, not every belief, اعتقاد of this belief, the three. If somebody says something kufr, so the act is act of kufr, but you cannot rule that the doer is a kafir until you fulfill the condition, remove the obstacles. Yeah. Yes. Yes, you can say that. And this is called the unrestricted takfir. This act is act of kufr. And whoever does this is a kafir. But he did not point finger. Before you point finger, you must establish the evidence. How do you establish the evidence again? Memorize those. You establish the evidence by doing what? Fulfilling the six conditions, removing the six obstacles. Yeah. Yalla.
One more for the brother and the sister.
Okay.
Let's do two more questions.
Fadal.
In America, certain sect of those who claim Islam, they say that in the Quran, Allah says that He sends a message to every nation speaking its own language. The misinterpretation of that a message that hasn't been sent to certain nations and whatnot, how do you address that misinterpretation of the Quran? Is that an act of kufr?
أهلا بالشيخ حضر على السلامة ما شاء الله شيخ جبالي ما شاء الله ماشي هخلص أو حاضر he's inviting me for dinner tonight يلا أقول بس I delayed his dinner and I have to drive to Irvine tonight inshallah so two questions وخلاص. I'm not really getting the essence. I can understand what you're saying but I'm not getting what you're trying to what are you after
يعني. So it's a group of I'm not going to call it Muslims or whatever they say that a messenger hasn't been sent to America speaking
English. Oh. We are. احنا هنا بنعمل ايه؟ بس يعني we take from. So I think I got your. So the brother is asking, there is a verse in the Quran in Surah Ibrahim where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. We have not sent a messenger to a nation, but with their tongue to explain to them. First of all, to answer this, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his particulars, which distinguishes him from the rest of his brothers, messengers before him, he said, I was given six things that no other messenger was given before me. One of them I was sent to all of mankind. Now here we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to school in Egypt. I used to have a teacher, her name is Samson. She used to teach me English. She used to tell me, I go to school in the morning. I used to learn English this way. Then subhanallah, I have no idea. I went to Cairo and I went to the British center and I put the headsets on and I learned in the lower Shara al-Aguza. I learned English. Then I became a tour guide. Subhanallah, I used to be a tour guide. This is the pyramids of Mish'arabi. I studied English. Okay. Subhanallah, just to sit like this and teach the knowledge in English. You ask me to teach in Arabic, I will enjoy it much. Wallahi. This is how it's done, yeah. You got it? Okay. Sisters, please clarify rule number 4. And when is it okay to enjoy good and forbid evil? Okay, rule number 4. Do you remember rule number 4, Yaqo? Huh? There is the knowledge of Islam. There is a brand of it which is known by necessity that everybody knows it. Like everyone knows that you have to pray 5 times a day. Everyone knows that you have to fast Ramadan. So the scholars label this to be known from the religion by necessity. يعني you cannot miss it. Now a lot of people use this as a premise to label others to be kuffar if they don't do this stuff. Now the rule says be careful because knowing from the religion by necessity changes from time to time. يعني أنا cited حديث حذيفة. حديث حذيفة هذا towards the end of the hour. يعني بعد النزول المسيح after the مسيح comes back and comes down after towards the end of time. People don't know about Salah. Maybe from a person to a person, there are people who did not get exposed to Islam. They were brought up مثلاً in a non-Muslim environment. Don't use this as a premise. You still have to verify the individual himself, inshallah. Yallah. You need to have dinner, inshallah. Huh? Yallah, dinner, inshallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And please forgive me if I offended any of you. And inshallah, if I don't see you in this world, in Jannah, inshallah, we'll see one another, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka atubu ilayk. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا.